Hey everyone, Matt Lieb here, co-host of Mad Yourself a Man, and if you noticed, last week, not only did Mad Yourself a Man Season 2 return with a vengeance, but we dropped two episodes. We dropped both Season 2 Episode 1 and Season 2 Episode 2 on the same day. Which means that you guys all got the second episode of the season 1 week early. Did you like that feeling? Did you like getting an episode 1 week early? Well, guess what? You can have that feeling every week by joining the Patreon. Patreon.com/Fraudcast. If you join the Patreon, you not only get all of the episodes a week before they get published to the free feed, but you will also get all sorts of other bonus content, which is my way of saying you get the Fraudcast. That's right. Every week you get an episode where Vince and I and Fraudcast Brendan talk about other things that are not Mad Men. We talk about other kinds of Mad Men, the non-Don Draper advertisement kind. Join the Patreon, patreon.com/Fraudcast, and you will be able to get Mad Yourself a Man episodes 1 week earlier, and you get a weekly bonus episode where we talk about other things. We really appreciate all of our patrons, and we love you all. You are the best piggies that a pig farmer like us could ask for. So, if you were raring to hear Season 2, Episode 3 this week, you can just go to patreon.com/Fraudcast and join. And to give you something for the time you have spent listening to this, how about this? Here is a little preview of this week's episode of Mad Yourself a Man, which will be available next week on the free feed, but is right now available for patrons. So here is us talking about Season 2, Episode 3, The Benefactor, with our special guest, Daniel Mate, of the amazing Bad Has Barra podcast. Enjoy. Daniel, what is your favorite advertisement?
Probably the ads that stick out the most in my memory come from my youth as a Canadian boy in the early 1980s.
Sure, Canada ads.
And there is a product, a canned noodle product called Zoodles.
Zoodles. Yeah. This is a very specifically a Canadian product.
I think it's Canadian.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah,
do you guys have Alphagetti here and Zoodles? No, it's
Alphagetti.
Yeah, so
is that like SpaghettiOs?
I was gonna say, I think
yeah, it's like SpaghettiOs, but yeah. in Canada it was called Alphagetti.
Why?
That's so.
It's the same language.
I don't know why that.
It doesn't need to be different.
Same reason we call it a sofa a Chesterfield.
That's so weird. I feel like Canada just does shit to be different.
Totally, and yet we have two countries we're trying to be different from: England and America.
Right. Yeah.
And yet we're kind of secretly on both of their dicks.
Yeah. It's weird.
Because we don't have much of an identity of our own.
Like, do you guys say Z instead of Z?
We do say Z instead of Z.
What is wrong? I've
since given up the practice now that I live in the States. It's just, you know, and we spell labor with a U and
like the Z with a Z, it ruins the ABC song.
I know.
You can't do it.
Unless you rename V Ved.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. If you change it to Ved, then it works.
Yeah.
But we're not doing that. This is America.
Yeah, the only person who does that is Eddie Vedder.
That's right.
He Veds all over the place.
That's right.
There was a commercial for Zoodles, Libby's Zoodles. Libby's is the company. Mm-hmm. And there is a song that goes along with it. And it's just a bunch of kids, eating their Zoodles with spoons, you know, and like these like overcooked noodles in sweet tomato sauce kind of vibe. And they, you know, they have little animal shapes. Mm-hmm. And as the jingle is sung, I think some animated, very bad animation animals come to life. And if I remember correctly, the commercial goes like this. Say, have you ever gone hunting with a bowl and spoon? Now you can with Libby's Zoodles. Elephants, lions, zebras, giraffes, Zoodles are animal noodles. So tell all your friends, tell the whole bunch. And then there's a kid who says, I just ate a hippopotamus for lunch. Say, have you ever gone hunting with the bowl and spoon? Get hunting with Libby Zoodles. Any kid growing up in Canada in the 80s will be able to sing that by heart.
I like that there was like two rhymes in that entire song.
Yeah.
Like, there was almost no rhymes.
It was like free association. Yeah. It was like one of those like poems that you're like, it doesn't need to rhyme. It's about what words aren't capitalized. That's you know, whatever those poems are. What are those called? Yeah, sure.
Free verse.
I didn't get the pun until you started explaining it. So like zoo noodles.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you know, you're the kind of kid who for whom
the commercials,
the very on the nose spelling it out, well, zoodles are animal noodles.
Yeah, well, in America,
was written. That was for you.
We call them menagerie in the States.
Stupid ass. You know what they should make joodles.
Yeah.
You know, like Jewish noodles. Have you ever gone hunting for Jews with a spoon? I'm sorry. We're just having a good time. Daniel.
My great grandfather bequeathed me his Jew hunting spoon.
I ate a rabbi. I think I found the advertisement. Here it is.
Have you ever gone hunting with the bowl and spoon? Well, you can with Libby Zoodles. Elephants, lions, zebras, giraffes, zoodles are animal noodles. Come on, tell all your friends, tell the whole bunch.
I just had the hippopotamus for lunch.
Oh, that does rhyme.
Right.
Oh,
yeah. Hunting with the bowl and spoon. Get hunting with Libby Zoodles.
Hey, kids, now there's new zoodles in yummy chicken sauce. Zoo, 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 zoodles.
What I like about it, there's these those little safari hats on it.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, in case you weren't, you know, like fully cosplaying as someone who's murdering animals with your mouth. Now
that's right.
You can put the hat on.
Yeah. They should have come out with like rare game zoodles, like gazelles, ibexes.
Geico makes it easy to get affordable renter's insurance in as little as 90 seconds. And then you'll start to wonder why everything else isn't so fast. Like, why does it take so long to do the dishes? A meal that's gone in 3 requires 45 minutes worth of dishes. Doesn't make sense. But it does make sense to get renter's insurance through Geico. That way, that pile of dirty dishes and the other things you love are covered. Get more with Geico.